Welcome back to the Falkirk Podcast. Joining me on this month's episode is Charlene and Ryan from the Falkirk Sports Society. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Not a problem, thank you.
So we're here to talk about what's happened over the last 6 months since we last caught up about the FSS, and you guys have got your AGM coming up this Friday at Behind the Wall.
Yeah, Behind the Wall.
7 o'clock, yeah.
So just overall, how's the past 6 months been?
It's been good. It's been positive. Probably matches what we've seen on the pitch. Positive gains in terms of our membership and engagement and participation with what's going on at the club and what's going on with FSS as well.
Yeah, it's been a good year for the FSS. Like Charlene says, just like the club, our membership's up to 885 now. We contribute 11,570 a month. Subscriptions are being increased. Shared donations are up as well. Things are heading in the right direction.
How much have you enjoyed the football then this year?
It's been brilliant.
Mind-blowing. Like, it's so good to be a Falkirk fan this season. Like, I think we talked about it last time. Like, I probably am one of the people that lost a bit of the buzz for coming to a Falkirk game because you've been through the trenches the last few seasons. But this season is, like, a whole other level, and every week it gets more and more exciting, and like you're getting more and more nervous waiting for, will this be the game? Like, it's good. It's good to be a Falkirk fan.
Well, speaking in the week where it's probably our first chance to potentially clinch the title, we only need another 5 points, so it is coming at some point. It's just been such a breath of fresh air to come to a game and not be worried, but actually be excited about what you're going to see.
Yes. You're coming in, as you say, you're fully excited. You're seeing an exciting team. And I mean, the FSS has played their part in that, their members have played a part in that. With the numbers that we've got now, our members have helped get that team built, and they've helped with the renewal of contracts. And, you know, we still need to kind of push on, and going forward into next season, you know, more members will equal a better team.
What's been your favourite moment so far this year?
I'm not really sure. I think it was, I don't know, from a personal perspective, I came to the Montrose game, and then I went at Labour that day, and I'm convinced it's because I was so excited, and I felt like, although we'd been like one in and one in and one in at all our games, I felt like that was the game where I was like, oh my God, we're actually going to do this. We're actually going to do this. We're not going to lose it. And after Christmas, we're actually going to do it. So pivotal point in, like, in my personal life, but also I feel like it kind of coincided, like, oh, I'm going to have a baby and my bairns are going to do it this season.
Is that Cal Morrison's goal?
Many. Yes, there's like so many. Like, I thought I'd wet myself, but obviously I had to wet myself. You should probably take that out, actually. It was just a good game, and I feel like every game just gets better that you go to. Like you say, you go to a game and it's exciting, and when you see like the fans walking in, you see the ultras walking in, as soon as that drum starts going, and I was not a drum advocate at all, but actually I would love a shot of the drum now. So I think the drum's probably going to be a key part of what's positive about this season.
Well, we've got our headline for the episode, Cal Morrison put me in Labour.
Yep.
Have you yourself
that goal?
I know, it was incredible, wasn't it?
There is a couple of moments. The Montrose game was one of them. Hamilton away was brilliant. Obviously, being here at the Falkirk Stadium, 3-0 up against them again in half an hour. And even the Queen of the South game at the weekend was absolutely brilliant. I thought the boys reacted really well to going 1-0 down and just came out and absolutely steamrolled Queen of the South.
Yeah, it's been positive all the way through, and even when we've had a wee dip.
I think we've showed different ways to win.
Aye, we've come straight back.
Yeah.
I think the players as well this season, like, you can feel the difference in the team, and they feel like a team rather than a set of individual players. And like, I'm a big Callum Morrison fan, I'm also a big Aidan Nisbet fan, and actually seeing players like Aidan Nisbet doing really, really well and fans getting behind them is great. But like, the Hendersons, the Donaldsons, like, Big Tam Lang coming in, like the signings that we've made in the January transfer window, the extensions that we've made, the loans that we've had in as well, like, you see them coming in and making a difference already. Like, it's just buzzing to be a Bairn just now. Like, I feel like this will probably be one of my favourite seasons being a Falkirk fan, regardless of what happens from this week onwards.
Definitely. I mean, all the players have said in all their interviews how much they've enjoyed playing in front of the fans, and, you know, We've had huge crowds here, especially the Hamilton game is massive, and then the South Stand's been rammed every week. It's been like it's hard to think of a negative this season, really.
Yeah, there's been folk kind of sitting on the steps trying to get next to the ultras and that. I mean, it can't be underestimated what an impact that they've had themselves. And I mean, it also can't be underestimated how much pressure would have been on the players and the manager this season. With the threat of us obviously going part-time if we didn't win the league kind of thing. So the mentality that they've shown is absolutely exceptional. And they've gave us a fantastic season, great style of football. And to still be unbeaten in the middle of March is just unreal.
We do. We started our Player in the Month competitions on our social media. And those are really well engaged with, and we're fortunate enough that we run like competitions on social media to come in and like present the awards to the players. And actually when you come in, it's usually when they've just finished training, and you can feel the kind of mentality and the positivity when you come in at the stadium as well. And that's quite exciting, like, because you take that out and like word of mouth spreads. So I'm telling my father-in-law about how buzzing it is, and it's good, it catches, and I just hope it continues into next season. And I think that's the key for us, although there's been loads of progress in terms of our subscriptions, the amount that we're able to contribute to the club, it's sustaining that into next season. So we can't rest on our laurels that we're doing well this season. We need to continue supporting the club as we potentially move up.
Yep, so 6 months ago when we spoke, you had just had, I think, a members meeting, signed a partnership agreement with the club. You've rattled off the numbers at the start there, Ryan. But so what has the progress been for you guys? And have you seen an increase in engagement, not just in the funding, but in people wanting to get involved with FSS?
So I think last time we spoke, we were just about 760-odd members. And we had a big push to try and encourage additional members, either just after or just before last time we spoke. And I think what really helped is John McGlynn, the top dog, obviously like signed up and got behind us, as did some of the players. So we've seen a really, really big boost. And I think we had somewhere in the region about 100 to 150 new members after that, which was really positive, because actually we'd been at a bit of a stalemate for quite a while in that kind of 700s mark. And we weren't really progressing. So not only that, people who were actually members have increased their subscriptions, which overall has meant that we can give more money to the club. And one of the key things that we took from the members meeting is that there was just unanimous agreement that although in the future we would like to look at supporting the academy, like the first team was the priority. And actually we feel like we've actually contributed something really positive to that.
Yeah, when you look at the score in the park, it must be quite satisfying that you guys have, and all the FSS members, but you guys especially involved in running it, have helped put that team there.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, even going to strengthening in January, which was a key thing as well, you know, it is really satisfying knowing that they've kind of played your part. But I think all fans have played their part, to be honest. Whether you're buying a strip in the shop, whether you're buying a season ticket, whether it's hospitality, whether you're signing up to FSS or you're a patron, you know, we all have played our part. But it can't be underestimated how important that we extra £10 a month is, you know, to getting a Tom Wang signed up, Ethan Ross on loan, and you do see the impact that we're still unbeaten, and the FSS, we like to think anyway, that we have played a big part in that.
You feel like you're getting value for your contribution as well. Like when we're doing really well, and you see, obviously the hard work to actually sign those players and to extend those loans and to bring those loans in. You know, it's the board and it's John and the management team, and you feel like you've contributed a bit something to them to help them do that, and you feel quite satisfied that actually my contribution, whether it was £10, £20, or if you're an annual member at £120, it was worth it. Like you've not put your money in and been disappointed like you might have been in previous seasons. So it's good. It's like, I don't want to use another baby analogy, but you feel like a proud mammy when you're watching your players go out and actually score goals and win game after game. It's good.
For you guys, I'm supposing that the momentum that the players and the club have got, you guys want to continue that with FSS as well and want to build on your membership, or even who's a current member who can stick an extra quid a month.
Yeah,
I'm sure things like that is what you're trying to capitalise on.
100%. I mean, because as I said, going forward into the Championship, we will need to improve the squad, renew deals, which we've already seen there. That's kind of bearing fruit already, getting Callum Morrison signed and Leon McCann and things like that. So we need to get new other players on deals and strengthen for the Championship. And the more members that we do have or can get will help our chances of getting these improvements in.
Yeah, because when we do go up to the Championship, we don't just want to sit there, and we want to be ambitious. We want to be on the TV winning. We want to, as fans, we want us to be in the Premiership ultimately.
I think that the ambition, at least, is we want to be challenging for the playoffs. I mean, I don't mind consolidating a place for a year or something, but I would like to see us at least make an effort for the playoffs. Whether that's finishing fifth, but at least make the effort. And I think, you know, through the FSS, we can help that. You can do that with the patrons as well. And I think the thing about this season is, I think it's been a collective effort for everybody. And it's paying dividends now. Like Charlene says, you are getting value for your money. You're seeing exciting football, loads of goals, and a very successful team.
It's so important as well, like that, as a fan community, because the reality is that's what we are now. We spoke about before, it's our club. Like we partially own this club, and we want it to do well. Not just because we're Falkirk fans, but because we want to see them do well in the Championship, and we don't want to kind of rest on our laurels in that. We've made really, really good progress as a club and as a fan supporter society in terms of membership and contribution this season. I think Jamie covered it really, really well in the AGM and in the members meeting, where we talked around like the financial implications of moving up to the Championship. It's not just the case that you move up there and it's smooth sailing. There'll be additional costs that are incurred there, so we want to help as much as we possibly can.
Since we last spoke, you were just below the 25% that we're aiming for, and since, you know, all the shares were taken up at that point, but since then I understand you've had a donation which has taken you over the 25%, which gives you, is it veto rights over special resolutions and all those sort of things?
So we're able to block any special resolutions now. Currently we're at 25.1. We're hoping to be at 25.2 very shortly. But I mean, and that is thank you to collaboration with the patrons as well. That was a donation there. There's been various other shared donations which helped us get to that point. But the growth has been quite exceptional, to be fair. I mean, you look at 2021, we owned 2.2% of the club. 2022, 5.6%, and to be sitting with 25.2% now, I mean, that's good shooting, like.
It's achieved one of your goals, which was at the start, which was safeguarded. So, you know, the shareholders have been taken up and the money's still been given to the club, but we've got that vote now where the club's protected.
I mean, I think the one thing is we didn't want any, no mention any names, but we didn't want any kind of bad investors, I suppose. And we want to have a say in who will be able to invest at any point in kind of share issue in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in football now about ownerships and people buying up different bits of clubs and everything. So at least now the fans will get a say if that opportunity ever comes to Falkirk or someone's knocking on their door.
That is the important thing, that the fans have a say, because it is their club, and that message can't be kind of stressed enough.
It's a core backbone of like FSS, like that fund, safeguard and have your say. I don't want to say slogan, but you know, the principles that they get behind, and we are funding. We've seen that on the pitch, and that 25.2% is us safeguarding us as a collective kind of fan group, part owner of the club as well. So it's positive, and it feels like you're kind of ticking the box of this is what we said we wanted to achieve and now we've done it. So the next 6 months is what can we do next.
What is the next goals then?
Hopefully 1,000 members. I mean, that would be great. More events. We'd hope to be bringing more member benefits, things like that. There is work being done at the moment on a junior membership that hopes to be presented at the AGM and a business membership. So we are growing and we're hoping to venture into different avenues as well.
Connected to the safeguarding, one of the things that we're really kind of focusing on just now and probably for the next 3 to 6 months is connected to something we spoke about last time, actually. It was the PayPal issue. So we spoke about it at the members meeting and around how a lot of our members who joined in that kind of November 2 year ago period, their subscription was potentially going to stop, and there are now other options available for people, so they can either re-sign up with PayPal, although that comes at a cost to us as a supporter society, or we now have total tickets as an option and we have stand and order. So quite a lot of our social media posts will include like how members who are currently members can transfer over, or how new members can sign up in that way. That November date's passed and we have seen a kind of steady number week on week of kind of membership sign-ups drop off. So we're really active in terms of getting in touch with people to check, you know, are you aware actually that that fell off? Is there anything we can do to help kind of transition you to standing order or total tickets? So we continue to work on that. We want to make sure that we sustain that membership. I think there was it between 60 and 80 people between November and now whose memberships have probably kind of lapsed. So if they're listening, if you want to maybe check in, you were in that November period, that would be great. Get in touch with us and we can explain to you how you can get kind of reset back up again. That would be positive.
I would certainly encourage all our members anyway to try and transition over to either standing order or total tickets. Whether you're expiring right now or whether it's 6 months down the line, I would try and get it done just now, just to save time, because the whole PayPal issue was costing the FSS around £5,000. I mean, that £5,000 can go into the club. I know as a member, I don't want my money going to PayPal. I'd rather go to the club.
Yeah, that point about sustaining is really important for you guys, because the FSS isn't something that's here for a year or two. This is it's a permanent part of the ownership model that needs funded to essentially keep the club where it is now, but also push it further on.
And there's so many examples of like where fan ownership has not worked, and it's so far so good, but let's maintain it. Let's be an example of how fan ownership can actually work and be a really positive thing for a football club and a local community. So again, like some of the other things that we want to be getting involved in the next kind of 3 to 6 months is making sure that the fan community feels exactly that, like a community. So Ryan touched on kind of junior membership. That's something that we're going to be potentially discussing at AGM, but also looking at kind of smaller businesses having a membership stake in FSS as well, and having that kind of two-way relationship of what can we or the club offer them for that kind of contribution.
You mentioned events previously. You've had, I think, your first fundraising event. Planning some more?
Yeah, we had our first event in January, which we raised about just over £1,500. Great night. We're planning one for the, I think it's 24th of May at the Camon Social Club. That's an end of season party, so we're fairly looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have a title to celebrate as well.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale, so if you check our social media pages, we'll have links to Skiddle where you can buy your tickets. It's going to be a kind of DJ party, and be plenty of raffles and things that you can make contributions to on the night as well.
Good, and I guess that's really important for you if you want to, you know, build a community feel, is to actually have in-person events. And yeah, you know, it's okay sending up a bank transfer every month, but to feel like you're getting a night out or getting something back as well, that's a positive.
It's almost team building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, how many Falkirk fans do you probably walk past every week when you're coming into the stadium? You maybe sit 3 rows away from them. You may not know actually who they are, but you know their face because you see them. But actually, you could go to these events and get to know people as well and be part of that community together.
You've just had your fan survey, which I think is still open. Have you had a good uptick in that, or do you need some more people to fill it in?
Well, we would still encourage people to fill it in, but we have had a very good uptake in participation. So the last year the club got about 542 responses, and in 1 week we have had 973, so we're up about 80%. But I would still encourage every fan to go and try to fill it in, have their say. Not every question will be applicable to them, but the ones that are, have your say and you know, that'll form the basis of the work that we are going to be doing over the kind of the challenges the next 3 to 6 months as well.
It needs to be everyone as well. It needs, like, as much as we've talked about, like, how positive everything feels just now, like, we want the good, the bad and the ugly. Like, what's going really well is great to hear, but we want what's not going so well, because actually we beg for that feedback every time, whether it's on social media or on podcasts or newsletters that we put out, and we don't get a lot of traffic in terms of feedback around things that people and fans are not happy with. But when we do get it, we do talk about it with the club, and we do try and resolve issues. So give us the bad and the ugly as well, and hopefully what we can start to show is members seeing that their feedback is acted upon, hopefully, everyone.
How has the communication with the club been, and working with the club over the past, you know, 6 months since we last spoke, sat here with Jamie and Nigel? How's it been?
I think it's a good relationship that we have with the club. We're able to get things done on our own, or, you know, we can work in partnership with them. And, like, for instance, the videos with John McGlynn and Cole Donaldson back in the FSS, getting the players and the management signed up, things like that. But they're obviously keen to see the FSS do well, to thrive, and that's where we are. They currently donate prizes as well to the FSS for us to do for our monthly draw. So, I mean, the relationship is really good. And, you know, it's not like we're just lying down to the club's wishes either.
It's a really constructive is the word I'd use. It's a constructive relationship, because 10 members in a committee for the FSS, the committee's probably more diverse than it's ever been in terms of age and gender demographic, and I think the conversations we internally have as a committee are really constructive. But actually, when we have those meetings with the board as well, they take on board the things that we say. They are a good sounding board in terms of some of the feedback that we get, and getting that rationale back from them as to, well, that's why we did things this way. I think the communication between certainly FSS and the board is exceptionally good just now. I think there's always room to do more communication in terms of, like, what the board's putting out and what we're putting out, and making sure that we're completely and utterly joined up. But I think we've moved quite quickly, quite well in that space. There was definitely a lot of, maybe mixed communications. I think just before last time we spoke, and that probably came out in the members' meeting around, are we at the shareholding? Will we ever get to the shareholding? Where are those shares? Can we get them? Can we not get them? I think there was loads of lessons learned, and we've learned them, and we've taken that
probably
forward.
A bit of frustration there as well. Yeah. But I think, you know, I'm in dialogue with, like, somebody like Paddy near enough weekly regarding the things like Tote Tickets, or I'll message people like Joanne and things like that, even Jamie. So there's a lot of communication, and I know that other members of the committee, they'll be working on their projects, and, you know, there's always open lines of communication. You don't always get your way, but it's always kind of, what's the word? It's a positive relationship, put it that way.
The benefit then, what you're saying, is the clubs are listening, and where they can take on board your feedback, they're taking it on board.
Yeah.
And if they can, at least they're explaining to you, and then for the fans, why those things are happening.
I think next 3 to 6 months, like, where we collectively can improve communication is when we get all that feedback from the survey that's given us, the bad and the ugly, we take those things forward, and we make sure that feedback is shared wider. So Ryan might submit something that I'm not even aware of, but actually I want to hear what Ryan's got to say, and I want to hear what's been done about it. It's almost like that, well, we told you this, so what are you actually going to do about it? And even if it is just, actually we can't really do anything about that just now because there's not enough funding there, or it can't be legislated for, like, we just want to be as transparent as possible with people. So the one thing I would say is, just like Ryan said, complete the survey, give us the feedback. If it's not the survey, there's contact points on our website or on our social medias to send things direct to us. We do take every single email that we get to the board and try and get answers and resolutions for them.
A big example would be the parking issue at the minute. You know, a lot of people are frustrated. I'm frustrated with that, you know, because I park there, or my wife does. But we have taken that, but it's not like we're just kind of sitting about just as shilling says. We take every issue, and we have mentioned that to the board. So, I mean, get in contact with us if you have a problem, and we will take it to the club.
The next forum for members will then be your AGM. Could you just tell us a bit about that?
We have our AGM on this Friday, so the 22nd, that's been held in Behind the Wall at 7 p.m. And I think emails will probably go out and invited all members to kind of let us know if they're going to come along. Not because we need to keep a register, just because we want to make sure there's enough seats for people when they actually arrive and they sit there. So lots to talk about there. We've got committee members who've reached the end of their kind of two-year tenure who potentially are putting themselves back up for nomination. We've got co-optees on the committee just now, so volunteers who will potentially be putting themselves up for nomination as well. I'm one of those people. I want to be part of this committee. Now I want to be part of it next year and continue contributing. So lots to talk about. It should be a good night and interesting meeting, so I would encourage all members to get along.
Yeah, I'm also one of the co-optees. As I say, I recently joined maybe about 6 months ago. I also want to be part of the committee going forward. I feel like the committee is very strong at the minute, as Shilling says, very diverse. Not just in age and gender and things like that, but opinion as well. But we all have a collective focus on where we do want to go. Well, it's just about getting fine-tuning things and just working towards the goals.
Are you still looking for volunteers to get involved, people who want to get involved in the committee or any projects that you're working on?
Yeah. Always. Anybody who would like to, if they don't want to be involved in the committee, they can, and they just want to help out, they can contact us, offer to help out. But if they want to be involved in the committee, if they want to be kind of co-opted, they can contact us as well. Aye, just give us an email. If you have a problem, give us an email as well.
The door's always open in yeah. terms of volunteers. And I think personal experience, I volunteered to help with social media. And whilst I do a little bit of that, you just naturally want to get involved in other things. So there's an opportunity there for anybody who wants to make a contribution to the club other than just attending games and things. But likewise, see if you've got something that really bothers you, like if you think you've got a solution for it, like come to us with it and help us help you take that as a project forward. Because we're a really small committee. I think there is about 9 people on the committee just now, hopefully 10 after the AGM next week. We've got 2 fan directors, which is really positive as well. So like the more the merrier is what I would say.
Can you share any of the projects that you're currently working on, or is that all kept secret until they're released?
No, there's loads going on. So junior membership, I think we briefly talked about that, if not on the podcast last time we spoke about it at the members meeting. In fact, it was members who actually suggested that could we do a sort of junior membership. So one of our kind of committee members has been working on that, and we're hoping to kind of raise that at the AGM. We're looking at business membership, so kind of separating from kind of big kind of business contribution to the club, like small local businesses, getting them involved. How many Falkirk fans probably have their own business but are not patrons or not business sponsors, and giving them that kind of avenue to get involved.
I think Ian's working on interaction with international members and fans, so that's quite a big project that he's working on. Myself, just kind of, I wouldn't say fire, but I work on things like Total Tickets, the email account. I mean, like Charlene, I just kind of contacted the committee and went, listen, can I volunteer? And it just so happened that I got co-opted. What else? You know, you're kind of planning for, as you say, the next 3 to 6 months, the amount of work that you're going to do. I mean, I think a lot of, we all take quite a lot on. So any help that you would like to bring is more than welcome.
I think the building blocks for the next stage for FSS as we move out next season will come from that survey, and it'll be the feedback that we get and what do people want to fix, what do people want to see more of or less of. So we'll get that feedback and probably review it. But AGM is probably another good opportunity, although it's, you know, they'll have their pack ready to go and the committee will be there. It's a good avenue for members to actually attend and share again what do they want us to do for the next 3 to 6 months. Because what we don't want is we are 10 people and we'll decide what we do. The whole point is that it's have your say, and we are not just having our own say. We have to be the voice of the fan community.
Plus, it's in behind the wall, so you can still get a drink on Friday.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're no Prego anymore. We can get a bevy.
So, we'll probably just come to the end then. Do you guys have any final messages that you want to give the fans? Obviously, sign up if you can and want to get involved, but anything further?
As I say, sign up if you can. There is no pressure. You know, if you feel like you're doing enough already, you know, we're not going to force you. But it is greatly appreciated. Every person has obviously signed up. It's appreciated, and it's having an effect, as you can see out in the field.
I suppose thanks to Cal Morrison for that goal and putting many labour. And come on the Bairns, let's go. Let's take it to the end of the season. Cannot wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you guys for your time and the work you've done on the committee. And thank you everyone who's signed up to FSS, or if you haven't, just supporting the club this year. And yeah, hopefully we've got a trophy getting raised in the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of days, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.